Good Friday. Today is August the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off today taking a look out in the backyard and garden, in particular the garden, talking about weeds and ways to have some preventative practices to prevent those weeds from spreading year after year after year. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look out in the backyard and garden, we want to talk specifically today about weeds. And a lot of folks fight weeds in the garden, and if you do, you're not alone. Every year, weeds pop up in gardens, and it can be hard to keep them under control, especially it seems like this time of year. Now, there's several pre- and post-emerge herbicide options on the market, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. We want to look at some common garden weeds and the number of seeds that one plant can produce. When you start to think about the number of seeds that weeds will produce, you realize why they can be such a problem to control. Red root pigweed, for example, that's one that's very common in our gardens and out in our fields. It can produce anywhere from 13,000 to 35,000 seeds per plant, and it takes 3 years for that seed bank to be reduced by 50%, about 20 years to deplete it back by 99%. So that's almost a lifetime of gardening, and those weeds would still be there. Giant ragweed, another one that we see in fields and ditches and in our gardens, will produce 10,300 seeds per plant. That takes about 2 years to deplete that back by 99%. Common ragweed, that will produce 3,500 seeds per plant, and it takes about a year to set it back 50%, 10 years, though, to get it depleted by 99%. Another one that used to be more common but doesn't seem like it is as much, velvet leaf, or some call it elephant ear. That produces about 2,000 to 9,000 seeds per plant. Each plant then produces about 70 to 200 seed capsules per plant, and each of those will contain 35 to 45 seeds. It does take 2 years for that seed bank to be set back and reduced by 15%, but about 16 years to deplete it by 99%, unless you have some deep tillage that buries that. It used to be that's what, when we plowed the soil, that was able to bury those seeds much deeper. Another one, common lamb. Quarter. We have this in some of our flower beds. It will produce anywhere from 30,000 to 176,000 seeds per plant and will take up to 12 years to deplete that population by 50%, 78 years to get 99% depletion. Another weed, a grass species, giant foxtail, can produce 500 to 2,500 seeds per plant, and that will take 5 years to set that seed bank back by 50%, 30 to deplete it up to 99%. Another weed we see out there is Canada thistle. That produces anywhere from 1,500 to 5,300 seeds per plant. Research shows low to moderate persistence if you can get some tillage that will bury that 1 to 3 inches in the soil. 45 to 60% of seeds germinate the first year. Less than 1% survive after 3 to 5 years, though. And when buried deeper than 7 inches or more and left undisturbed, those seeds have been found to be viable for up to 30 years. So that's why going back and working the ground may actually pull some of those old seeds up and cause more problems. So the next time you see a weed getting ready to spread its seed, think about the numbers and cut it down before it can spread all over your yard, your gardens, your flower beds, because it will not only create weeds this year, but possibly for generations to come. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now from managing weeds to managing heat. And with extreme heat in several parts of the country this summer, there are some ways you can prevent heat stress in your backyard gardens for fruits and vegetables. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Backyard veggie and fruit growers, worried about recently extreme heat in your garden crops? Perhaps you are seeing signs of heat stress impacts on your produce. How to mitigate that? While most will say, add water.
Water.
And lots of it. North Carolina State University Extension expert Minda Daughtry says there needs to be consideration how to go about it.
It's not a set it and forget it strategy for the most part. You need to pay attention to how the system is supposed to work and give it what it needs.
So, for example, with watering, a systematic approach is needed.
Provide the plants the adequate water that that particular type of plant needs, especially when it's hot and especially when it's dry. Really want that water to be deep and slow because we want those roots to go after that water. The deeper they are, the less prone they're going to be affected by surface temperature changes.
That approach is where the gardener advice of watering in the morning comes from. Daughtry says drip irrigation is most effective in managing heat stress effects on plants. When it comes to soil moisture retention,
you really want to apply a really nice layer, not too thick and not too close to stems and things like that, or trunks, of organic mulch like straw or pine needles or grass clippings that have not been sprayed with herbicides or things like that around those plants to keep a blanket around those root systems so that you don't have so much activity going on.
Then there's shading your vegetable and fruit plants.
Shade cloth or something like that to protect them from direct sun. That's a great benefit if you can do that.
If you still wish to plant additional items for your garden this summer, Daughtry says consider heat-tolerant varieties.
There's been a lot of work that has been done along those lines, and you just need to investigate that and with some due diligence.
Also, gardeners should consider adjusting planting times.
For example, if you're really a spinach lover, cool season crops, planting earlier or choosing those varieties that mature quickly before we really get zinged by the hot weather.
Beyond plant care, also remember, you care.
You don't want to get out there and mess around too much. Avoid planting or transplanting during a heat wave. It's not good for you either.
And do not fertilize plants during extreme heat.
When you fertilize, you encourage new growth. And that new growth needs more help, more resources, and that adds to the plant stress. So just hold off from fertilizing and wait for it to cool down.
That thought process also applies to applications of plant disease and insect pest chemicals. One more tip.
Take a look at your weed situation, because weeds are going to compete with those plants for the water and the nutrients that are already there. So removing them is really important to cope with the heat waves and the drought situation.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.